You're about to listen to the first experimental season of our show, formerly called NatOne Presents the Podcast. For better audio quality and our current ongoing D&D campaign, skip ahead to Season 2 featuring the Daft Monks.
On this episode of NatOne Presents...
She was just going to leave with the money, but now she's getting a free toaster. She's fucking sticking around. She only has the toaster. Like, if this was set in current times, there would be you in the earpiece like, oh, Letitz, get out of there. Get out of there now. No, hold on. Get out of there, Letitz. No, just wait.
Adventure. Heartwarming stories. Role-playing that could only be seen by the gods. Here at Nat One Presents, you get all that and more. Now join us as we start another epic tale of con...
Just kidding. This is Nat One Presents, a tabletop role-playing game podcast that takes your favorite nerdy games and pop culture icons and ruins them with improv.
Hello and welcome to Nat One Presents the Podcast. Hey, Nate.
Hey, Nate.
How's it going?
It is peachy keen.
Ooh, I wish I could say the same. I got in trouble the other day.
Trouble?
Yeah, I had to go talk to HR at the company I work for.
I want to say I'm surprised, but I'm not.
Well, it's not the first time I've been taken to HR, and it probably won't be the last, but it was just for a joke, go figure. Me, a guy who makes jokes.
Was it because it was a really funny joke?
No, it was a terrible joke. It wasn't even one of my best jokes.
Aww.
It was kind of a joke that 12 other people have said. So that's actually what brought me in there. But we had a nice little chat. You know, it wasn't anything too menacing. She just wanted to see where I was coming from. And I respected that, you know? She could have easily got me in trouble. And then, you know, things could have took a dark turn, went down a slippery slope, but it didn't. Handled everything like adults. And I'd say, I'm an adult.
That is very mature of you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I want to know what the joke is, though, because this could scale from, like, you look funny to being, like, sexist.
No, like, so it wasn't.
Where is that? On a one, you don't have to tell us the joke, but 1 to 10, how offensive would you say?
I'm going
to
say it was probably be around a 3 mark.
Okay, so it was, like, insensitive.
Yes.
More than.
Yes, I would say that more than anything. It was.
Just, I'm an expert on the HR insult level.
On the indoor working culture.
Yeah, indoor working culture.
It's a different world on the outside, you know?
Yeah, you're you got one of those, like, what was it, blue collar jobs?
Yes.
White collar? Yeah,
blue.
So, yeah, I would expect stuff like that, right? Like, where I work from, we have like we have Zoom meetings where we just talk about feelings. Oh. But your job, I expect you guys to have like a sense of humor, to like kind of poke fun at each other.
Yep.
But maybe
if someone says their feelings got hurt, then some guy probably in the back who was only half listening to the story was like, pussy. That's pretty much the life that we live. Well,
in real talk, cool of you to be mature about it. Cool of you not to roast this HR person,
right?
And to just own it and move on.
I accept it.
Yeah. Like, it's almost like it doesn't need to be a thing. Like, we can just make things not a thing. Just take criticism.
I'm more upset that it wasn't about one of my good jokes. Now, if it was about one of my good jokes, I'm taking that thing down. Like, I'm sinking this whole ship, you know?
I could see that. I could see that.
Yeah. I get pretty worked up about it. But it was a stupid joke, so I accept it.
Good. I've never been in trouble with HR.
Never?
The closest thing that happened with me with HR was that I walked out of a meeting where I was being forced to resign, and then I was fired. And HR was like, they sent me my like termination papers. I was like, oh, hey, nice of you to show up. Like, thanks for protecting me when I was being like basically abused by my employer. I don't know. So this HR person you worked with sounds like a great person.
Yes, she is.
I am very skeptical of HR. I'm one of those like, they're there to protect the company, not the people.
Right.
Which is maybe a little over the top, but man, like...
Right.
I don't know. I've heard some horror stories.
If we've learned anything from The Office, it's fuck HR.
Fuck HR.
Toby.
No, HR people are great. I don't know.
It all depends on the company, I think, and the person working.
I think so. And who their boss is, too. Right. I think that's like, I've actually never met an HR person I don't like.
Right.
But they've had to enforce policies, though, that I've not liked. Right. And that's like, sometimes I personally can't always separate the person from the policy. And
that's tough, too, because that's like a weird, like right in the middle position between management and then like your actual workers. Like, that's a weird spot to be in.
It's a lose-lose. Like, oh, yeah. Hats off, hard job. To you wouldn't
kudos to you
unnamed HR
not Toby.
So what are we doing today, Nate?
Today we're gonna have another little episode of Call of Cthulhu.
We are back same universe ish
yes.
Ooh,
it's always right. In the same, it's the universe of my mind.
I mean, that sounds terrifying.
That is firstly. The scariest thing I've ever said into this microphone.
So the story didn't end, or the universe didn't end when Rusty died. We don't know maybe what Correct. Point in time that was, past, present, whatever.
Correct.
But the box is still around.
Yes.
Or no.
The box, because what happened with the box? Chris's character, what was his name, the old man?
Who knows?
God, he's only got so many lines, you know?
And a lot of them are...
yeah. Bruce?
Bruce, yeah.
It was Bruce. Okay. He ended up doing something with the box, I think, towards the end. Now, there is going to be a cameo in this one of the box, so we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, okay. So we are still very much in the roleplay for one.
Yes.
Of your mind.
Yep. Oh, and sadly, no Chris today for this episode. He's not feeling good, and we wish him to feel better. Get better soon. Now.
And if you want to help pay his medical bills, feel free to join the Patreon. A quick plug there.
It's just a dollar.
It's just a dollar.
Help our friend.
Not his medical bill, but the dollar subscription that we can use to maybe pay.
Which we won't, but we'll say maybe.
Yeah, to clarify, we're not going
right.
to.
That's our
Where money. Are we going with this?
It's just a dollar. playing Call of Cthulhu today. Just me and Nate. TLDR. Yeah. That's where we're at. So I think to start off, I want to call this episode The Heist. Now, for intro, since we're jumping right into it.
Ooh, all right.
Nate, will you explain who your character is and what, like, he's about kind of deal?
Sure. Well, and another thing for our fans, just like way back in the day, we talked about how much I love trains. I also love heist movies. Ooh. The only thing better would be a heist movie on a train, which I'm pretty sure exists.
I should have done that.
But anyway, so I love to play into those stereotypes. So I am playing Dan, the man with the plan. Oh no, Dan the Plan Vermillion. That's what I went with. He's your Brad Pitt from Ocean's 11. He's your womanizer, your smooth, suave. You don't really know what his role is except to get everybody else together and then do what he wants. So that kind of like the guy with the connections, the manipulator, we'll say, you know, whatever, 6 foot, ruggedly handsome, that kind of thing. And then should I give all the details I gave in the profile?
maybe we can work into it.
We can work into it. Yeah. So he's really into heists. I will say he tried to retire, but just nothing gets him going like a good heist. And he always gets pulled back in.
Right.
That old shtick.
So now where we start off is Dan the Plan recently got a letter to have a meeting with an unnamed helper, if you will, that is going to basically, he has a job for him. And now we roll into like a little cafe area, and Dan the Plan Vermillion walks into the cafe and sees a short, pudgy guy with a trench coat and the hat, the whole 1920s, like, here's looking at you, kid, like kind of get up, sitting in the far back booth. And he kind of like glances over at you, and you notice he has a weird cross-shaped scar across his eye, and he kind of like gives you the look like, yeah, I'm the one you need to talk to. Come have a seat kind of look.
Yeah. Okay. So Dan will walk over and he'll just take a seat himself. And nice weather we're having, huh?
I'd agree very much. Mr. Vermillion, is it?
Yes, that's right. You can call me Dan.
Okay, Dan. It's a pleasure to meet you. I heard you're a man who can accomplish a task for me.
Me, no. I know people who accomplish the task for me. So I know people who are going to accomplish tasks for me for you.
Okay.
It's kind of an indirect thing.
Right. A very roundabout way. Yeah. But as long as the job gets done, Dan.
Yeah. I have no actual practical skills, in fact. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I'm glad you're the guy I contacted for this.
Hell of a pitch, right?
You son of a bitch, I'm
son in. Son of a bitch, I'm in.
Well, it just so happens if you'll take a seat here, I have a couple things I want to go over with you. And maybe you are the man who can assemble
with the plan,
the men, and do this job for me.
To get people to do this job.
Yes, yeah, correct. Yeah.
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 I should probably write this down. There's a lot of information going on.
Yeah. Before that, yes, waiter. An old fashioned, please. Thank you. I don't know why waiters bring. We're not, I guess we're not at a bar, but yeah, I order a drink.
You got it, doll. One current fashion coming up.
So stupid.
All right. No, this is the plan. Are you familiar with the new bank inside Arkham that they have just built?
Oh, yeah. State of the art. Yep. It has that brand new German locksmith guy. He insured and guaranteed the whole thing with his own fortune.
Exactly. I'm glad you're on top of it. Well, it just so happens that I have snuck out some blueprints to said bank. And he slides them over to
you. Wow. They print these, huh?
Well, it looks like a print, but that's actually hand painted.
So you snuck out a hand drawn. Yeah, excellent.
Yes.
Yeah. This could do. Yeah.
Side note, that actually is a bank layout from a 1920s floor plan for a bank in Canada, I believe.
Oh, that is cool. I could also go on a rant about how my spouse works at a bank, and I've learned all kinds of weird things about security.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, but, now I'm nervous.
But very cool. Well, yeah, we'll work it in. I'm sure it's nothing like it was back then. Yeah, this is a good start. I could make a plan with this.
All right. Now, the only objective here is to steal one item from this bank that I know for a fact is inside this location.
That might be a problem for Pam Sticky Fingers. She's never stolen just one item in her life.
Well, you need to keep your crew under control because it's just the one thing that I'm looking for. And it is a book. This was smuggled out of Russia. It was some microfilm.
Yeah, you have to specify the medium of every. Yeah.
And that's the book we're looking for. You can tell from its weird archaic markings on the cover and what looks to be some kind of squid, octopus creature on the front. Either way, that's no concern.
Kind of like a seaman.
Yeah, it looks like it's full of semen. This is the book that you want to steal for me.
Yeah, I mean, so we can only steal one thing.
Correct.
You only care about one thing?
I only care about the one thing. But
excellent, because we're not about single item heists here at Crew I've Not Yet Assembled.
I don't care what else you do as long as you get me that book.
I'm going to want that in writing, but you got it.
Do you have any questions?
Well, I'm assuming you're going to reimburse us for the costs. It's very expensive to get a crew together. The equipment, you know, there's no guarantee we'll be able to smuggle all this stuff out to refinance, you know.
He kind of gives you like a disheveled look, like, and then he reaches down there to the table and pulls out a briefcase and kind of passes it over to you and like gives you the nod kind of deal. Like that's your upfront payment.
I try to open it, but it has like a combination lock on it.
He's like, oh shit. Like, and like reaches into his pocket and pulls out a little piece of paper and like 6, 12, 22.
A 12 on a combination. All right. This can work.
All right. Very well. Little side note for you. The guards have been paid off. So this needs to happen within 2 weeks.
2 weeks?
I know it's not a lot of time, but that's the window that we have.
Every heist gig I've ever done takes at least 3 weeks to assemble. Look at me. Look at me, a handsome, blue, smoky eyes.
He's got like a little bit of drool coming out. He's like,
I'm your guy, but I'm gonna need more time.
All right, I'll push it back to 3 weeks and that's it. And I've also gained you access to a hotel room across the street from there. Mm-hmm. It overlooks the bank itself, and that can be your base of operations.
Excellent.
I'll have to pay out some more money to get another week's stay out of the place, but I guess we'll make do.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm going to fit my whole crew in one bedroom, so I think we're both making a sacrifice there.
It's a nice place. It's a suite.
I'm sorry. I feel like we're off on the wrong foot here. I'm very appreciative of everything you're doing, and I really look forward
to it. It just doesn't feel like that. You know, like I'm coming to you with this job and a briefcase full of money, and I basically have everything laid out for you, and you admitted to me right off the bat that you're just a middleman. Like, snuck out of Russia, okay?
Listen, I'm the guy. I'm going to make it happen. I'm Dan the Plan. You came to me for a reason, right? I didn't come to you. You came to me.
That's true, Dan. That's true.
What's your name? Who are you?
You can call me Dupier.
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 Like one name?
It's kind of French. Yeah.
Cher?
Like, kind of. There's like a Dupier. Du. Yeah. And then like a big D, little U, big P, I-E-R. Dupier.
All right. Yeah. That's great. I knew a Du Bois once, but.
Jackie. Yeah. He's a cousin of mine.
All right. Well, 3 weeks, even with 3 weeks, isn't a lot of time. So I need to get to work. Is there any contacts I'll have to reach out to once I'm there?
I'll get a hold of you after the job has been done.
Oh, that's really vague.
I'll be watching you.
That's really not vague. All right.
No, okay. Excuse me.
And he kind of like gets up and then he like turns and like looks like he's kind of lost a little bit. And then he's like, oh, okay. And then like leaves the diner.
Okay. What time era is this?
This is supposed to be the 20s.
Okay. There was payphones in the 20s, right?
I think so. You know what? Fuck it. Because I'm giving the fucking bank fluorescent lighting at this point. Okay. So it doesn't fucking matter.
We're going to say there's a payphone.
Yeah, right? There's a payphone.
Because how else did they fucking get in touch with
carrier pigeon?
Right. Okay. Yeah. So I'm going to go up to the payphone, dial some whatever. And yep. He delivered exactly what he said he would. Let's assemble.
Ooh, okay.
Click.
Okay. And then after this point, we'll fast forward and to you guys.
I take 2.5 weeks to like leisurely travel. With all the money. I like stop and visit family like on the way. Like, well, if I'm going to do a trip, I might as well.
Right? Like, I didn't need any of that money he gave me. The crew's already here. I told them to bring their own snacks and shit.
That's what I imagine when I call.
Okay. So you call up your crew and let's do a little like a montage fucking thing of the crew. You're going to ensemble and bring together. So the first one we have, and me and Nate discussed this beforehand, before we started this. So Chris's character was going to be Joey Three Toes, and he's not here. So obviously we still have to have Joey Three Toes in it because I really like that name. So we got Joey Three Toes. For the life of me, I can't remember the description Chris gave me because I am a terrible friend. And usually when someone talks to me, I'm usually thinking about something else.
I've already forgot what you just said. So
exactly. We're terrible people. And that one presents. Thank you for your dollar.
Thank you.
Next, we have Ace, Safe Cracker, Benny the Brit. Hmm. Now, Nate, how would you describe, you think, Benny the Brit?
He has like, he wears a toupee. He kind of tall, lanky, like wears a suit that's maybe a size or two too big for him, but he thinks it fits immaculately. He says he has a, who's the guy that like fit clothes into you?
A tailor?
He says he has a tailor. He doesn't.
Oh, okay.
And he has a really fake accent. Like, we don't even think he's really British.
Okay.
Is kind of the thing. But he tries real hard to like pull it off.
Okay. Okay.
That's all I'll say. All
right. And this is important for me as well because I have to try to roleplay these motherfuckers. So, next, this voice I might force Nate to do because it is a female voice. This next character is going to be Boozy Letitz. She's a French.
Can you believe you had to talk to HR?
I can't believe it, man. Who would have thought? And people see I need to watch my language on the podcast, my mom and my CEO. Like, what do you guys know? You know, I live in the real world where Boozy Letitz is a character in the game I play on a podcast. Fuck it. I'm being Boozy Letitz today. So we got Boozy Letitz. She is French. She excels in the art of seduction.
She's kind of like Betty Boop if she like let herself go.
Ooh, okay.
I'm imagining.
Okay. Yeah, like she used to be hot back in the day, and now she's like, hey,
A little bit.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll try to hand bone that up a little bit, I guess. And then after that, of course, it is you, Dan, the Plan Vermilion. So we have our crew. Now, is there anything you guys would like to do before we roll into the night of the heist? Like any planning or anything you'd like to set up beforehand?
Yeah. I mean, I don't actually know the details of the heist that we've organized yet, but I want to review the, have I been contacted about the guards that have been paid off?
Oh, yes. So you did receive a letter from Dupier, and one guard is definitely on the payroll. And the night, let's say 11 o'clock p.m., he is going to be opening up the side entrance to have a smoke. And from there, he will leave that door unlocked as he works his way around the perimeter. So that is your window to enter said bank.
Okay. This structure is only a bank. There is no, like, oh, there's not like a casino or anything like
no,
that.
No, no, correct. Other, it's only a bank, and it's a really fancy bank from the layout. So it does have a basement in it, and based on the map, the vault is down in the basement, as well as, I got to read along. The boxes, the safety deposit boxes are also down in the basement. There are a book vaults, which I'm assuming is like for paperwork and shit, like that kind of thing, like loan documents and things like that kind of vault. And then you have your tellers on your side. But because this is a nicer bank, besides the basement with the vault and then the boiler room and shit, it actually has an upstairs with, what would you call that? Like a foyer? With like the walkway with, and that's what these are, all little tables and chairs where people can have like business meetings and shit inside the bank while they're there. And it's all like marble floors with like red carpet going down the center and like nice marble columns and all that kind of stuff inside.
Listen up, gang. This might be the easiest heist we've ever done. We've never had an inside man. We've always had to do it ourselves. Boozy, I don't even know why I brought you. There's no one to charm in sight.
I think I'll find a way to charm someone.
Yeah, well, how about you find a way to take a shower, because you reek.
That's just my French nature. Cheerio, governor, I'm with Boozy.
Yeah, Benny, tone it down. You're not fooling anybody here. Save it for the
top of the morning to you. Airy pot.
Thank God you're good at your job, because honestly, listening to you is just the worst.
Crack Benny, and safes and sipping tea.
It's thanks. Thanks, Benny. Joey, you're the only one I like here. I've mentioned that, right?
Yes.
Maybe it's the three toes or the soft-spoken nature, but you're the only one I feel I can count on. When shit goes down, I know you're there with the goods.
Okay.
Awesome. Yeah,
I'm doing my best to channel Chris.
Yeah, I know exactly. Yeah. Like, yeah, see, always filled with good ideas that are my ideas. So, well, listen, this is I know I said the last heist would be the last heist, but you know, I just can't get enough, and this will probably be it. So let's bring it in one more time. Let's have cheers to Dupier. To the excessive amount of money we convinced him to give us, and time, honestly.
Cheerio!
And so I think we said 11 p.m.
Yes.
Of this day, this evening?
Or yeah, we'll say now and all that stuff. And then, yeah, so if you're ready.
Before that, I want to say that happened a little bit earlier, and I want to send Boozy in to just like scope around the bank. So she's gonna go like request a loan. Oh, she wants to like open a checking account, a savings account.
Okay. So she's dressed in like the scarf going on with like the dark glasses. She looks fucking super suspicious. Her boozy latits are all hanging out of her blouse and stuff, which is extremely outrageous for the 20s. Okay, and she walks in. If you want to be the bank teller guy, I guess.
Yes, welcome, my lady. What can I do for you?
Yes, darling, I would love...
No. Sorry, something caught a whiff of...
Oh, let me put my arms down. Sorry about that. Now, where was I? Excuse me. Oh, it's those damn French cigarettes I've been smoking nonstop. Uh-huh. Now, I would like to open up a checking account, if you wouldn't mind. And she, like, lays her tits, like, on top of the table.
Oh, yes, absolutely. We can help you with that. What size? I mean, about how big, how much do you plan on depositing into your account?
I'll deposit whatever I can take, and I can take a lot, if you know what I'm saying. Money-wise, oh, yes, I got $2,000.
Yes, like, yes, yes, right, right. Whoa. He, like, fans himself for a moment, like, yes, let me find somebody who can help you right away. In the meantime, Jerry, will you come show this woman around? We have a meeting space in the foyer. That you can wait and
Jerry. Yeah. Jerry is a, you look like a big, strong glass of water.
He's like, he's a little person.
Oh, Jerry, you deceived me there. You were standing on that tall soapbox. It's all right, Jerry. You could easily fit in all my crevices, and I don't mind one iota.
Yeah, you look very familiar. Have I seen you before?
Absolutely not. I am new to town. I am from Canada.
Hey, Pierre, I think that's that, I think this is that famous, that actress from the United States who got drunk on set.
No.
From the silent pictures. Yeah. No. Yeah. You're, what's her name? Cheryl, Brown. Yeah, Cheryl Brown.
No, that's not me, darling. That's just some other look-alike thing. I've never... Anyways, let's just get to the checking account thing at hand, okay? And maybe I'll let you get a sneak peek at what I got underneath my vault.
Okay, sure, sure, yeah. And he takes you upstairs. It's a lot of stairs.
And you sure have strong calf muscles for a little man.
And then we're going to say that... I feel like I'm DMing now. This is great. Just okay. Switching back and forth.
Yeah. It's a twist.
And the guy who, like, checked you in, he, like, goes in and, like, calls in, like, yeah, we have a suspicious person. You know, yeah, they give it, like, a code. Like, we have a 917.
Ooh, yeah.
Drunk, big bosomed woman trying to pretend to open a bank account. Should we send someone up?
No. Yeah, 10-4. You're going to want to have someone send up on that.
Okay. So does, I don't know who's running the show now, but
I don't know. Just keep it going.
Does Boozy notice, he's like over like at a counter.
Ooh, let me fucking roll for it.
Yeah, roll for it.
Apparently we're switching it up.
Let me fucking roll for it. It's fun. You can play too, Nate.
Yeah. 55. That's,
you don't even have a score to roll against.
Yeah. That's above average. I'm going to say it's a fail. I don't notice.
Yeah.
Boozy doesn't notice. Boozy Latits.
Okay. Yeah. So, what was it? Jerry?
Yeah. Jerry the midget.
And like seats her down. And yeah, we'll have somebody right with you, Miss Latitz.
Oh, thank you very much, Jerry. You are kind as you are tall.
Was that an insult?
I didn't know what else to say. Your height is just really distracting to me. I've never seen such a...
Listen, all right, fake mole. You obviously penciled that in before you even got here, all right?
Dare you?
And I deal with real celebrities all the time who make probably a lot more than you actually do. But no, let me go get your bank associate. I'm sure you can sign up for a free toaster or something to that effect.
And get me a glass of ice water while you're at it. With real ice.
All right, he's gonna go downstairs. He'll talk to the person who like greeted her in the doorway, and is just like, yeah, this chick's not for real.
Yeah, I picture Boozy being really upset that her looks aren't getting her through this. And she's like,
even though this is what happens every time,
she's powdering her face like that short son of a bitch.
And it's not like beauty powder, it's just like baby powder.
Yeah, it's nasty. Like, she's not an attractive woman.
I'm gonna say that Boozy was tasked with just like confirming that the blueprint, like everything seemed to like match.
All right, well, let me roll then for
and where the that and also so do maybe do two rolls.
Okay. 41's good. I'll say anything under 50 is pass, over 50
I dig still. It and then give me one more for identifying where the guard is gonna let us in any obstructions. Okay. That might happen.
That's a fail. Wait. Yes, that's a fail. It's a 92.
Okay, so...
So nothing about the side door, but the plans are making sense.
Okay, looks good.
So a bank associate and a security looking kind of guy seem to come up together to like your meeting space.
Oh, I do declare such attention for little old me. Just opening up a medium-sized bank account.
Yes, ma'am. We're going to need, do you have the check or funds available with you right now? We see you didn't bring any kind of briefcase. Or
oh, no, I have it stashed away.
And then she like starts reaching down into her bra or whatever, into her bosom, and just pulls out like a big old stack.
It's like actual like money?
Yeah, $2,000.
Oh. Wow.
U.S.
Wow. Okay. Where are we again? Do we ever establish a country? Or?
We're still in the United States. Okay. We're in the normal place that all the Cthulhu runs. It's Arkham, Massachusetts.
Oh, so Arkham. Okay. Yeah. So then the guy who comes upstairs is like, Walter, I don't think we'll be needing you. And he shoos the security guard away.
Bye-bye, Walter.
Miss Letitz. Let's see. 2000. Excellent. Yes, we can sign you up for that. Let me just get your paperwork together. I have to go downstairs. We have this bookkeeping room where we...
Oh, very well. Keep all very well. Shall I accompany you into that back room?
Oh, no, that's literally against protocol.
That would make I understand. Any sense, but... Now, as a side note, would you happen to point me to the side exit? It's against my religion to enter the way I came out, if you know what I'm saying.
No, I don't. What religion?
It's a new thing that's going on right now. It's analism. What goes in doesn't come out, if you know what I'm saying.
Say less.
Very well.
Yeah.
She's got like food in her teeth.
You can't actually see because we're actually above the side exit. We seated you. So actually, if you were to like go to the other side or come back down the stairs, you would see.
Oh, let me just lean over that railing a little bit. Like,
oh, a little top heavy.
Whoopsie daisy. Oh, no. I'm slipping. Help me.
Oh, careful there.
You're not going to try to help me.
Oh, no. Yeah. I'm
really slipping right here.
Sure. Okay. I'll go and.
Oh, thank you, kind sir. She's like patting you down. Hold on. I'm going to roll for something.
Yeah.
No, that fails. I pat you down. I was trying to lift your wallet, but it didn't work out.
Instead of slapping my ass. Yeah. Like, wow, you are a hell of a woman, Miss Letitz.
Oh, I try my darndest, darling. I try.
Okay, well, why don't you go sit down, stay away from any railings, edges, any possible, you know, dangers, and I will go get your paperwork all ready.
Oh, good thinking.
And one of those newfangled toaster machines, I can hook you up with one of those if you say the right.
That's the thing that you just plug in and it toasts your bread for you?
Yeah.
The marvels of science.
She was just going to leave with the money, but now she's getting a free toaster. She's fucking sticking around. She only has the toaster. Like, if this was set in current times, there would be you in the earpiece like, oh, Letitz, get out of there. Get out of there now. No, hold on. Get out of there, Letitz. No, just wait.
I say we just wrap it and it cuts back to like she was supposed to come back and not actually like deposit any money, and she actually like deposited all the money.
Comes back with her toaster.
Oh, god damn it, Letitz.
Mission successful, boss.
All right, what do the plans match?
Oh, yes, absolutely. And the side entrance is open and available. And I did believe I ran into our guard. I gave him a wink. And just like every other man, he gave me a wink back.
Yeah, I don't believe that for a minute. His name supposedly is Walter. Does that line up?
Yes.
Boozy.
I might have gotten distracted with a free gift, but that's not the point of anything.
What is the free gift?
Don't worry about it.
Well, I mean, what's that? You have it in your hands. What's
no,
that box?
That's not. Are you looking at my breasts?
Is that? Is that a toaster?
No, it's a new toaster. It's fire engine red.
Oh my God. You didn't actually open an account, did you?
Yes. I lost $2,000 in the exchange, but we can get it back tonight when we rob the joint. I promise. I just didn't know where they keep the toasters is all. I know where they keep the money.
You know, this only costs $3.
No, that's not how it works. I gave the man $2,000. This is obviously a $2,000 toaster. I know.
It burns bread. That's all it does. But how could that possibly cost $2,000?
No, it's slight.
I can do it for you right now without a toaster.
It slightly burns bread.
Joey, give me your cigar. And just holds it over a piece of bread.
There you go. There's a cigar. There you go.
Thanks, Joey. You always got my back.
Oh, you're making toast.
Well, all right, let's go to bed. We got an early night tonight or late night or whatever.
Cheerio, then.
That's Benny.
So give me the layout of this suite. I know we're not supposed to. We're going to do what we always do and spend 30 extra minutes in the exposition. But what's the layout? I'm just very concerned where Benny is and how loud he is around other people.
So you guys probably are in a nice hotel, but you do have basically the entire floor to yourself, or maybe even just the half floor with the windows open up to the bank.
He paid for this for 3 weeks.
Yes. That's why he was really upset about showing out another week. So, but basically you are the only people on that floor.
Okay. Great. Are there a separate bedroom?
Yep. Let's say there's like 4 bedrooms in there and then like, a nice little like living quarters in there. It's meant for like...
It's like a studio type thing.
It's meant for like extended stays for the rich.
Got it. Okay. Well, Benny, feel free to, go to your space and then we'll meet up, 10:30?
Cheerio.
Is that the only word you know? It's like literally you watch like My Fair Lady and like that's
poppycock.
Okay, great. Good night. Boozy, unplug that fucking toaster. I swear to God.
Oh, sorry about that. We don't need 20 more pieces of toast. I want to get my money's worth out of it. And I didn't get any butter. Just dry toast. Dan, if you need any company while we wait for
that's fine. Joey's sleeping in my room.
Yeah, I'm sleeping in there tonight. I hope it's okay.
You know it's always good with me, Joey.
Oh, thanks, man.
Yeah, Boozy, you're dismissed.
Oh, well, very well, I guess.
Dismissed.
Okay.
And then you guys rest up.
Yep.
And then basically 10:30 rolls around, and everybody's getting geared up, ready to go next door. You can synchronize your pocket watches, but I'm sure there's some fucking cliche watch or clock tower fucking down the street that just so happened to be there. Maybe even on the fucking bank itself. And then here comes 11 o'clock right on the dot. And then you guys are kind of waiting in the back alley. And then you see what did we decide his name was? Walter?
Walter.
Walter. Walter was in on the take. He opens up the door. And peeks out, looks around, and then puts like a door stop right there, and then lights up a cigarette and starts making his way around to the back side of the building.
All right, crew, here's our chance. Boozy, you're first because I need to keep an eye on you. Benny, don't say anything. Don't. You are the least ambiguous bird. I don't even know why we bring you. The vault. That's right. That's why we're here.
Yep. Nope. Don't sit. Okay. Nope. Okay. Yes.
And then Joey, I can always count on you.
Yeah, no problem, boss. I'm here for you.
That is the exact amount of decibels that I want to hear from any of you.
This is me yelling at you right now. Yeah.
And I've never been more aroused.
Oh, okay, cool. Like right now because of the heist or what?
Oh, I mean, no, I get like this all the time, especially around, attractive women and stuff.
Who the fuck are you talking about, Boozy? That's disgusting. I've been turtling up ever since she got on the crew.
All right, they what? They got to wait a few more minutes and then they head in.
You guys can basically wait for him to walk right around that back corner and then you walk in and it's the bank you've seen before, except now all the lights are off and everything. The elevators are still currently look like they're working. The little like light is on and there is one office, let's say right here off to the side a little bit that does have a light on in there and you see someone moving around in there, probably another security guard. And there is a loud radio going on right now. Whatever fucking music they listen to in the 20s.
Okay. Let's see. All right, Benny, I need you to stay out of sight. Joey, you're up. What is Joey's skill? Did we ever establish what? All I remember is he's three toes, but I don't remember if he can actually do anything.
I assumed his name was Joey Three Toes because he was slow like a sloth. That was, and it's super quiet.
But he's probably like the violent guy.
Yeah, let's say he's the violent guy.
He's the
when things turn south. Yep. He's got like a Boondock Saints, the dad, fucking whole vest full of guns and shit.
Okay, gotcha. I don't know why, but that made me think of Atlantis and like the mall guy. That's kind
of like what came to mind. Ooh, I can see that. Yeah.
Okay, so Joey, post, you know, make sure that guy doesn't come out of his room.
You got it, boss.
Maybe lock him in there, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, you got it. Well, if you need me to, I can go in there and suck him off.
Oh, excuse me. It's those French cigarettes. How do you say seduce him?
You don't, Cheryl. Not you, anyway. All right, listen. We have to split up. Benny, you know, start heading toward the elevators for the vault.
Tea and crumpets.
Boozy, I need you to show me where they keep the books and the paperwork. That's probably the first guess. And I don't know how important this book is. I'm assuming it's in the main vault, but just in case, we need to make sure we're checking all outlets. So show me what they saw the other day when you signed up for a $2,000
Hold on, tester. I drew a map. It's all smudged. This was a terrible idea. Since it was just today, I remember they took me down to the safety deposit boxes, and it seemed like there was all the personal effects were to go down in there. It's only currency that goes inside the main vault, I believe.
Okay. So that sounds like you, Benny. So why don't you go, Benny, go work on that vault. This is supposed to be that German insured one. Mm-hmm. So that should take you, what, an extra 10 seconds? Am I right? I'm right. Don't answer.
Okay. No problem. Pish posh. Spot on.
I want to see Benny in action, so okay. I want to say we split up, and I don't know. I just want some Benny time. He's the only one who hasn't gotten.
So okay, so Dan the Plan and Benny are going to the vaults. Joey Three Toes is stationed by that guard who is not on the payroll that we know about. And Boozy Latitz is currently wiping up the map that was on her breast.
Can I roll? If you don't mind me kind of bouncing around a little bit, can I have Joey? I want to roll to see if he can lock the guard in his own office.
Yes, roll for it.
But subtly, you know, in the way that only Joey can.
Yep. So we'll give Joey bonus points to stealth and violence. So
is it violence or roll?
No. Anything that involves violence.
Super good.
2d10s.
2d10s. Yeah. Ooh, all right.
Get that d20 out of here. We're playing Call of Cthulhu.
Oh, shit, yeah. 80.
Ooh, that's not a good roll.
7, yeah.
That's not good.
That's that was for stealth.
Mm-hmm.
So
you want to push it?
Yeah, but all right, hold on. Failing for him is going from this to like maybe this.
He's like, oh, son of a bitch.
Yeah. Let me push it.
Okay, push it. Oh, nailed it. So
a 1 out of 100.
Yep, you're jimmying that lock a little bit with your knife, and it's really tough at one point, and it does make a click, but you did happen to lock him in there.
Okay.
And then you like, I picture you like breaking the knife off inside.
Yep.
That way it's wedged.
Perfect. That'll do. And then I'd like to go back over to Dan the Plan and Benny.
Cheerio this way, boss.
You don't call me boss, it's Dan. And you know how I feel about these things. Listen, you know I'm hard on you because you're the only one with actual skills here, right?
I understand. It's just
Boozy's a freaking horror of a woman.
I know. You hired me on to be Benny the Brit, and I've been having to force this accent in front of the other two people.
I know, it's hard, but
it's really hard, boss.
Never reveal yourself.
Okay. Just to you, Dan the Plan.
Yeah.
Oh, man, this is a weight off my chest. I'm glad we actually got this alone time, you know?
Yeah, it's not bad. But listen, did you study those materials I gave you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I should have at least a good percentage. If, say, this were up to chance and I were to roll some dice, I'd say I'm pretty confident. in my ability.
Okay, because this is, I'm a little nervous. This is one of those like newfangled safes.
Oh, yeah. I've been going over the schematics nonstop. I'm pretty confident with it.
All right, good.
I could deliver those goods like a doctor delivers a baby.
I'm wondering if we should split up and if I should let you lead you to your thing. I'll be honest, I don't trust Boozy.
Okay.
I don't even know how you brought her. Again, I just...
That's fine. So you can send...
We had to have a woman.
Right.
This thing.
You know? Right. Like the token lady that needs to be there on a heist.
Yeah.
Right. So...
Have you ever seen her try to dodge lasers? It is the most sickening, least graceful thing I've ever seen.
Earlier today, I wasn't going to tell you anything, but she was in the bathroom changing, and she left the door wide open and was just staring at me while she's getting changed. Like, I'm not interested, lady, you know, but she kept like looking at me and like glancing over.
It's sad.
Really gross.
She makes us call her Boozy. Like, her name's Cheryl.
She's an actress, right?
She was. You know what happened, right?
Oh, yeah. No, what happened?
Well, they, for some reason, they kept rolling after she thought the scene ended. And, she ate like 7 hot dogs in about 5 seconds. And then she called a racial slur and some other guy, which in this time is not very...
Right, I think they call that the Hasselhoff.
Yeah,
when they do stuff like that.
Yeah, and for some reason they put that in the picture film.
Oh no,
they saw it.
Whoa,
they saw that. Yeah, frame by frame.
Did it sell a lot of copies of the? Like, did people see it in the picture shows?
People went. It was kind of like a horror thing.
Oh yeah,
to be disgusted by it.
Poor Boozy.
That's it. You know, after that, you know, things went real downhill from there.
She's probably up there just stealing shit left and right. But you can count on me, boss. I'm going to go ahead and go to the vault. If you want to go to catch up with Boozy and check on the, the personal boxes or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Safety deposit boxes. Yes. That's it.
Yeah. He's like, yep. I don't really have any particular skills in this. I just got to check on each one of you, keep you in line, tell you I have a plan. And that's really it.
Well, you got me on board, boss. And I'd say that's mission accomplished. Gives you a thumbs up.
Good talk.
All right, it should only take me like 20 minutes to crack this thing, and then we're out of here.
Great.
All right,
I'm on my way. Say something British real quick, just so people don't get confused.
Oh, yeah, right. Cheerio!
Okay, he like, Dan takes off. This is going really... He's like talking to himself. He's like, this is going really well. I've never really encountered a bank so just not very secure, you know? Right. Like, that guy just literally left a door. He just literally put a doorstop. Bank door, no alarms went off whatsoever.
Right,
it's crazy. I mean, this luck, you can't beat it.
Roll me a listen check.
Yeah,
you hear something that sounds like a gunshot coming from outside.
Holy shit! I'm going to go, it's coming from outside, like side door outside, front door outside. Yeah,
coming like is coming from the side entrance outside.
I'm going to do what Dan does best and head upstairs to scope it out from a safe distance.
Okay. So you're upstairs and then you see down into like the lobby and side entrance area. There are 4 mobster looking goons who have shot the guy who was smoking and threw his body inside the bank.
Walter?
Yes, Walter, the security guard who was on payroll. And now they're kind of like looking around. There's no sign of Joey Three Toes and or Boozy. And you hear like, you can see like the other security guard rattling the door trying to get out. And then one of the goon gangster guys pulls up a gun to the glass. It's like mirrored or like the smoke mirrored glass, so you can't really see through it, but you can see the outline of his body, and you see him pull up the gun and just pop him right in the head, and then you don't hear the shaking anymore. You just see the shadow of the body fall to the floor.
Holy shit. And I'm gonna run downstairs and try to find the first person on my crew available.
Okay, you run downstairs and let me just roll a d4 just to see. What's that, a 1?
1.
Okay, so that's going to be Boozy Latitz. You see her hiding behind a planter, and somehow she found a bottle of booze that was in one of the teller's desks, and she's getting pretty liquored up right now.
Did she notice? Can I tell that she seems shaken?
Oh, yeah. She's tore up. Yeah.
Listen, Boozy. we are in over our heads here.
You want head right now? All right. If you see there's guys with guns out there, but if that's what you need me to do on this mission, then that's what I'm going to do for you, Dan.
Cheryl, look me in the eyes. Look, look.
I'm looking. I'm,
if
I'm
there's looking. Ever been a time I've wanted you to give head to somebody else, it's right now.
Okay.
Now, they might shoot you on sight because you...
I hate my life anyway, Dan. I hate it. No one thinks I'm hot anymore after I ate. It was actually 27 hot dogs. They only
they didn't air at all?
No, they couldn't.
They literally didn't have enough film back then.
Yeah, they said it was too graphic, even for a snuff film. But if that's what you need me to do, Dan, that's what I'm going to do.
All right, I'm going to hook you up. Listen, I need you to buy us time, okay? If you get right at it and you finish him off before I get, and by finish him off, I mean, you know.
Yeah.
Then Joey's not going to have time to kind of, he's our guy for this. Joey's the only one who can handle. Benny does not know how to deal with violence or really any kind of pressure.
Yeah, he's British. They don't even have guns over there.
Exactly. And you are completely useless and I'm just the plan guy. So I'm going to go get Joey Three Toes to work something out. All right.
Okay.
But you need to buy us time.
I'll distract him.
Okay.
Here I go.
And she like takes another swig of booze. Pushes up her boobs and like spits all over her boobs.
This is your moment, Cheryl. You got this.
Like starts slapping her cheeks a little bit and then suddenly regains her composure like a Hollywood actress and then just starts like gallantly like strolling out into the lobby.
Boys, what seems to be the problem here? One of the gangsters just pulls out a gun and shoots her.
Like that whole situation maybe took like 2 minutes for her to like clean herself up, work up the courage, approach them, and then they just shoot her.
Yeah, point blank.
Point blank where?
Right in the chest.
Can you? Oh, okay. Right. Oh, I'm going to say that Dan, knowing that was not going to work, he snuck into one of the other security guards' office. Let's say, like, maybe, like, Walter's office.
Roll me a stealth with advantage. Okay.
Thank God.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Dan is going to sneak into another security guard's office, change into a spare uniform that they happen to keep in there, super secure. Mm-hmm. And then he's going to... radio in the police and report a heist.
Okay, perfect. Yep. You do that and you go to grab the phone and you do get a dial tone and you can dial out and it's like, hello, operator, how can I assist your call?
Oh, sorry, I thought I had that voice before.
Yes, take your time.
Yes.
Take your time.
That was not in character. That was actually me.
Nope, it's in there.
yes, I'd like to report a heist at the Grand Arkham Bank.
Oh, yes, at this hour?
Yeah, well, it's not during daylight. Mm. Listen, I'm a security guard here at Arkham. There are three gangsters, only three. No one else there except me, and they killed the other security guard. We're in grave danger. I think there might have also been a woman they brought with them. I'm gonna need you to come immediately, three gangsters.
Oh, that sounds like you're in a heck of a pickle there, friend. I wish I could help, but sadly I'm only a telephone operator.
Yeah, sorry. Could you plug me into the, transfer me over to the police station?
Oh, I'm afraid I can't transfer to anything. I'm afraid you're going to be stuck in that bank for quite some time.
Who is this?
I'm your friendly neighborhood telephone operator and nothing more than that.
That is the most suspicious thing.
Well, I've got to go. I'll see you later. You have fun with those robbers and trying to get that book and whatnot.
What book? Wait, how do you know this?
Talk to you later. Bye. And then, like, cuts out.
Shit. Fuck. All right, think, Dan. Think.
I wouldn't think too long. I'm still here. You didn't put down the receiver.
I'm slam the, like, receiver onto the thing. can I roll for like some maybe divine, not divine, but like a breakthrough if Dan can kind of
yeah
like
first roll me together. A sanity check for that weird phone call,
yeah,
and then you can roll for that.
Ooh, right on the sanity.
Ooh, okay, you pass. No worries. Okay, now roll me a... So you want to do like a knowledge check, or you want to do an idea check?
An
like
idea check, yeah.
Give you an idea. To
see if Dan can formulate a quick plan under pressure.
Okay, perfect.
Usually he just kind of like copy and paste these things, you know, like right. from other heists that other people did. But yeah. No, it's an 89.
Okay. So you are currently right now in the room with the telephone, and this is like a guard shack staging area. You did find a uniform. Yep. You are currently wearing the uniform, and there is a weapons cache on the wall to your right, but let's say it is under lock and key.
Okay. Well, maybe the actual security guard has the key. So I'm going to roll him a stealth and then leave him be while he tries to... He's going to try to get... like approach one of the other bodies of one of the other guards and see if he can get the key.
Okay, perfect. As of this point, the three gangster guys are basically combing the bottom area, and it looks like they're getting done with that, like as you're watching, and it's like, we gotta go over this way, boss, the vault's downstairs. And then like the head nod from like what looks like the leader guy, and then the three of them just start working downstairs towards the vault.
Oh shit, that's where Benny went, right?
Yep.
Ah, fuck. Okay. Are we gonna say something?
Nope. No. Okay. No, it's up to you now.
Where the fuck is Joey?
Give me a look or something. A spot hidden.
I'm gonna push it.
Okay, push it.
Oh my god, I'm gonna use 2 points of luck.
Okay, perfect. That's pass. Okay, as you're like following the gangsters, you notice Joey like kind of going from the shadows of like column to column, and he has like 2 guns out, and he makes eye contact with you and like gives you a nod like that, and then ducks in behind the three gangsters going down the stairs to the vault.
Perfect, excellent. Do I care enough about Boozy? Boozy looks pretty dead, right?
Dan, are you there? It's getting dark, Dan. So dark.
I want to imagine like she had like a Bible or like, I don't know, something like that old shtick.
Let's like, say she had like a fuck it, like a hamburger stuffed down in there. And the bullet somehow grazed the hamburger.
She like toasted the buns.
Yeah, it's rock hard toast. It's old 1920s guns. Fuck it.
Boozy, you son of a bitch. I knew you were one of the luckiest broads I've ever met.
I don't think I'm going to make it, Dan. Kiss me.
He's going to like lean in, and then she takes a bite of a sandwich.
So yeah, Dan, this burger I got earlier is probably really good with that toasted bun, you know?
I've never been so grateful to a toaster before.
What are we gonna do about these gangsters that came in here?
I think Joey Three Toes, I always forget what I want to say his name. Joey Three Toes is on it. We need to hurry up though, and we need to check the security deposit box quick.
Okay. Oh, I'll take you there as soon as I can. Just let me finish gathering myself. Sorry, I eat when I'm stressed out, Dan. You know this.
When you're not stressed, you're always eating.
Out of her other boob, she pulls out like a hot dog. Like,
really, Cheryl?
Hold on. It doesn't take me as long to eat these. And she just unhinges her jaw like a snake. And like, oh. All right, I'm ready to go now.
All right, take me. We don't have a lot of time, Boozy. Take me to the security box.
You got it. Now, where am I? Hold on. She takes a swig of some booze that she still has in her pocket. It's this way, Dan. Follow me. You can count on me, Dan. Boozy Latits at your service. Stupid. You son of a bitch, I'm in.
Son of a bitch, I'm in. So do we make the security deposit box?
Yeah, you guys make it down there. I'm going to say on the back of the plans you were given like a number to what box you needed and everything like that. And it's box 117, let's say.
Okay. Yeah, we go in. All right, Boozy, keep guard. I'm going to get the check, see if the book's in here.
Oh, I'll keep guard as best as I can, Dan.
It's all we can ask for. Oh. It's not much.
I'm still a little shooken up. My life flashed right before my eyes, Dan.
There's not even a scratch on you, Boozy. I don't, honestly.
Oh, that's ketchup. My bad, Dan. I'll stand guard.
Okay. And then just give me a, let's say a library, because you're just rolling through the catalogs of numbers. Oh, super pass. You find 117, no problem. I'm going to say...
Three decimals.
Just wanted to say that. I'm going to say with your skills as a thief, these locks aren't that big of a deal. It's not like the vault, so you're able to pick it within a couple seconds using your little lock pick.
Still kit. Fucking got it. And I get like the seemingly start of an erection.
Dan, what's that you got over there?
Oh, hush, you don't ruin the moment.
I'm just so distracted right now. I'm getting the vapors.
And it goes away.
Oh, story of my life, Dan. Is that the book?
And then you open it up, and it is the Cthulhu book that you're looking for inside this vault.
Yep, we got it. Okay, here, I'm going to let me hop out. Oh, I left something in there. Can you go ahead and grab it for me?
Oh, yeah, right this way.
And then I'm going to turn around. Do I have any weapons? Did I bring any?
What would Dan have on his person?
He throws knives.
Ooh, that's okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's a backstabber.
Yeah, all right.
So he's going, can I roll to like throw a knife in him?
Yeah, yeah. Roll the, what was it? I think it's not unarmed attack. So, let's do fighting brawl for throwing a knife. Close
Yeah.
Pass. Perfect. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you shank Boozy Latits. So
the first one's for the burger that she keeps in like her sports bra
in her back
or whatever
cleavage.
They wear. Yeah.
So, you don't know if she's coming or going.
So I'm going to throw a second one knowing damn well the first one didn't penetrate anything. Okay. Same thing.
Another pass. Pass. You got her right in the back.
Oh, damn.
And then she like, and then faints right there inside the lockbox room.
I'll close the door and start making my way down to the attic.
Okay.
And then I...
to upstairs?
Yeah. No, downstairs.
Oh, okay.
That's where the gangster...
Yeah, you said attic, so...
Sorry, yeah, sorry.
Oh, the vault?
Yeah, sorry.
Okay. So you work your way back to the vault. After this, you do get there in a quick amount of time. You're kind of in a hurry right now. The way the vault's set up is actually split in the middle, so the safety deposit boxes are isolated from the actual vault, so you got to go back upstairs and then back around and then back downstairs. And by the time you reach the stairwell, you hear blah, 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 blah. There's a firefight going on down there.
It was a firefight.
Yeah.
And
let me just roll for Joey 3-2 here. Oh, that's not good. That's not good. That's not good. Okay.
Okay. I feel like Joey just did not defeat any of three gangsters, but if I had to read into that. But all right, I'm going to stealth my way down.
Yep.
That's not good. So it's not very sneaky.
Okay. And then give me another listen check right now.
Four? Yeah, four.
You do hear like slight whispers that sound like they're coming from the book. Like, open, 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 kind of thing.
But with your adrenaline, like there's still action going downstairs.
Yeah. So with your adrenaline pumping, who knows what you heard?
Yeah.
Okay. Nope. You make your way downstairs and you see Joey Three Toes behind the now deceased body of Benny the Brit. But he's using him as like a human shield, kind of like laying down there. And he's like popping off his guns. You do see two of the gangsters are dead. And now it's just Joey and the last remaining gangster over there.
Joey, you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. It's going okay over here.
Surprisingly, I heard that very audibly. Did Benny get the vault open?
Yeah, it's cracked open right there. There's a gangster in the way.
Excellent. And, I want to roll to walk right past the gangster as if I know the gangster.
Okay, so just give me, first of all, a dodge roll for the hail of gunfire that is now coming down this hallway.
Yeah.
Ooh, not bad, not bad. Okay, so you're able to dodge the gunfire coming in across. And now what would you do for like a deceiving, because you want to like act like you know this guy, right?
No, I think I do know this guy.
Oh, you do know this guy?
My guy thinks this is part of his
plan. Okay, so you just walk up. Give me a small talk.
Yeah, then. Fast talk or small
talk? Yeah, fast talk, small talk. Small talk's our Olympic event, sorry. Fast talk.
Fast talk. I don't think this is good, though.
You know, take advantage on it.
I'm going to... Okay. I was going to push anyway. Still not enough, though. I don't have a good fast talking. Surprisingly, okay. Dan the plan, I did not invest in fast talking.
Right. I think we're using the wrong sheet, because look at your fighting brawl. It's a 75.
No one ever is able to...
You know, for the sake of it, boozy. I like where it's going. I'm going to say it's a pass, so you got it.
Yeah.
Here, the guy stops shooting for a second and looks at you like... And you're like mumbling words to him. And he's like, man, do I know this guy? Like, he's coming at me pretty confident.
He's like, yeah, it's a shame what happened, Michael and Brad.
Yeah, I understand that, see? But Dupia sent me on this mission, and I'm here to get that book, and then I'm out of here, see?
Yeah. Here's the thing. He hired both of us to do the same job for the same team. We're... One team.
His voice changes all of a sudden. He's like, son of a bitch, a double cross.
Yeah. No, 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 double cross. He didn't think one of us would be up for it, so he hired both of us. It happens all the time in this industry.
Listen. Does it? This is my first job, you know.
No, and it happens. It's not a big deal. So, man. But listen, there is no reason for us to kill each other right now. We just find the book in this vault, probably presumably where it is, and we split the funds.
Oh, where'd you hide the book?
Not well. I'm gonna say in my security outfit.
Oh, just like in your belt or something?
Vest or something?
I'm gonna say it's just a button-down shirt and then like a belt with some slacks and stuff.
Yeah, I just tucked it in the belt.
Okay, let me roll. Nope, that's too high. I didn't find it. He can't see it right now. He's too distracted with the gunfight.
Yeah. So, you killed Benny, huh? You killed one of my guys, huh?
Yeah, I'm sorry about that, man. It's just my first job, you know. Yeah. They told me to have an accent.
We took two of yours, right? We'll call it even though that's, you know, kind of...
I didn't even know these guys. I found these guys like 20 minutes ago. I was like, hey, you guys want to go do some gangster shit? And they're like, fuck yeah. And that's where we're at today.
I remember my first heist.
So am I part of your crew now?
Yeah, might as well, right?
Oh,
yeah,
right on,
I'm part
man.
Of your crew, you're part of my crew. It doesn't matter.
Yeah,
right?
Let's
gonna,
do it.
We're going to
get
the book and we're going to split and everything will be hokey pokey.
Awesome. My name's Jimmy Two Toes.
Wow.
What's wrong with that? I picked that name. My name's Jimmy and then I just thought Two Toes was a good gangster name.
No, there's nothing wrong with that. Jeffrey, and I like give like a weird wink at Jeff.
At Joey.
All right, Joey.
Joey Three Toes.
Yeah.
He heard the name like Jimmy Two Toes and he's like, what the fuck? So he like gives you a nod or whatever. Yeah, okay. He's a man of action, not words. He gives you a nod.
All right, yeah, let's go. Hopefully you shot my guy after he unlocked the vault.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, that's good, man. Yeah, I killed him totally after we waited until he opened it in silence, you know, like stealthy gangsters would do. He opened up the vault, then I blopped him, you know, and then we threw his body off to the side, and then your guy over there started shooting at us back, so I haven't even been in this vault
yet.
Yeah,
he does that. Jeffrey,
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Wait, is that 100?
I'm going to say it's that. I'm going to say it's that. Fuck it. For the sake of the story. Joey Three Toes, while you're talking to him, just pulls out his gun and blaps Jimmy Two Toes right in the head.
Oh, wow. Dead. That was great. That was awesome. Thank you. Yeah.
No problem, boss. I didn't like his name.
Yeah. It was horrendous.
It was derivative.
Right? Excellent. All right. The book wasn't upstairs, so it's straight, I think, in the very back. It's the last box.
All right. You did walk forward, so Joey. Oh no, he didn't see the book stashed away in your pants. You're better than you thought. He's like, all right, boss, I'll go in there and scope it out. Do you have the picture of what it looks like again? I forget.
Yeah. Here, and I reach into my belt, like right by the book, and that's.
Let me roll one more time. Okay, that's a 13. Then he notices, he sees that you do have the book, and he's gonna be like, all right, boss. All right. Let's go in the vault together. His voice octave went up quite a bit.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks. And am I suspicious of this?
Yeah, give me a check for it. And investigate. What do we got? We don't have investigate, so
just like maybe a wisdom or knowledge.
Yeah. Give me a knowledge check. Maybe.
No.
Oh, nope. You didn't notice
no,
it.
No, I think Hogan fell for a glance.
So you both go into the vault and
you know, Joey, I always knew it would be the two of us at the end of this.
I did two, boss. I did two. And then he like...
No, I did three.
What? And then he like, you guys start have a tussle. Yeah. I'm going to roll.
Yeah.
We're going to have fight. 47. I'm going to say now you have to roll either to dodge or attack back.
With dodge, your brawl. Down the plan.
Yep. Dodge.
Yeah. It's not going to work.
Okay, so he hits you and you take 4 points of damage.
Fuck.
And then he goes, you guys wrestling again. So now it'd be your turn for an action if you want to try to dodge again.
Unarmed. I think you do an unarmed strike.
Okay.
What's that? What do I roll?
So you have to roll Fighting Brawl. You have to first. Get it under a 75.
Yep.
Oh, crushed it. So what's that? Oh, you got under, you got 15, right? Yeah, you got the extreme. So I have to roll extreme on my hit back. Otherwise, nope. So you do plus your damage bonus of 1d4. So it's going to be a 1d3 plus a 1d4. We just use a d4.
Yeah, that's fine.
So yeah, three, that'd be max damage.
And then plus
another d4. Yep. D4. Ooh, dang. Six. So 6 points of damage. What's current? So that's that's over half health.
Joey, what's gotten over you?
I'm going to say you hit him and knocked him unconscious.
Oh, very convenient.
Like you guys were in a tussle and I'm picturing like a table in the center and you pushed him and cracked his head. But during the tussle, he's now unconscious, bleeding on the floor. The book got opened up.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Tussle, yeah, that makes sense.
Right?
Yep.
Okay. And
stupid book.
Now the lights. The fluorescent fucking lighting in this bank is ticking on and off, on and off, on and off. You hear the whispers a little bit louder. Roll me another sanity check.
Pass.
Oh, you pass easy. You've seen crazier shit. You just killed a fucking nasty bitch in a fucking...
I work with Boozy every day. It's
she's always throwing up all over the place. She's disgusting. So you do hear a little bit of voices and stuff. And then like... It almost looks as if from the lights blinking, as if Joey and the three other gangster guys stood up in place from how their shadows are kind of going against the light. But when you really focus your eyes, it just looks like bodies laying on the floor still. But you can almost see like shadow people above their bodies right now.
Can I say that because I haven't succumbed to any of the sanity checks yet, I'm going to be like... Dupierre, this is quite the production. Now, listen, I've been double crossed, triple crossed, quadruple crossed. But listen, I have never seen someone go to the effort to try to haunt me in the middle of a heist, in the middle of a vault, after some dumb book. That hats off to you, Dupierre.
Nothing.
No, come on now, really.
You hear the... on the pages, and then like the pages begin to like rustle and like fold over, and then they open up to one certain section, and then you can look down and see that it is like a hand-drawn picture of some kind of like shadow creature, but it looks like in like blood kind of deal. And the blood from Joey Three Toes when he got knocked unconscious kind of folds over and around.
Okay, nothing to see here. I'm just gonna grab this emerald, that necklace, some pearls, and I'm gonna get the fuck out of here. I am spooked.
Do you go to pick up the book?
Yeah.
Okay. You pick up the book, no problem, but roll me a spot hidden.
No.
Okay. A piece of paper falls out of it, but you don't think twice about it.
Yeah.
Like, nope. You know in the back of your head that a piece of paper fell out, but you
just
didn't.
Stuffing jewels in my pants and clothes. I'm trying to, did I close the book? Or right, let me just hold
it. Yeah, I picture you just grabbing it and closing it.
Closing it. So holding that to my chest, jewels in my pants, and trying to leave.
Okay, trying to leave.
Haul ass.
Okay. You manage to get upstairs, and then you see that the door that has the bullet hole and the blood stain on it and shit from the other security guard is now open, and that light is flickering in there as well. And the door to the side entrance is now fully closed when it was cracked open still.
Did I recall when we came through the door, was there like special lock, like from the inside? Do I have to do anything to open that door?
Not that you recall or looked at it. It looked like a standard deadbolt, like a double deadbolt. So it needs a deadbolt to get in and a deadbolt key to get out.
Okay.
Kind of deal.
God damn it. Okay. I'm going to go investigate that office. The flashing light.
Okay.
See if I can grab what I need.
Okay, you walk in there and give me another sanity roll.
Yeah, I pass.
Pass? Mm-hmm. Okay. Easy peasy. Dang it, you're so sane. As you walk in there...
I think I'm just... I'm not I'm confused. I think this is like a double cross. Like I,
right.
Like I'm so into productions that this just seems like a production to me.
They're like,
so
ooh, they went all out.
I don't actually know what I'm dealing with here.
Okay. So you walk inside the room, and the reason that the light is kind of flickering back and forth is because there is the security guard sitting in the rocking chair, his back towards you, kind of like going back and forth in front of the light. And that's kind of what's making this light go like the way it is.
Boozy, you really can't die, you crazy bitch. Listen, everyone else is dead. Let's get the hell out of here and pack up.
Stop trying to talk your way out of it. Give me a spot hidden roll. One more shot. Give me a spot hidden.
Nope.
Nope. Okay, yeah. You walk up to the body and... Do you like grab it and turn it around?
Yeah, and I'm like, it's already I'm getting gross, disgusting vibes, but that's what Boozy would give me.
Right.
So, and I also just assume she's so dumb that even throwing a dagger.
So, as you grab the body and spin the chair around, the thing stops rocking from you touching it, and it's just another security guard, the one you haven't seen before that was originally in here, and he is dead. There's a big hole in his face, and his like jaw is kind of like slacked open and unhinged off to the side.
What did they shoot you with? Good God. Well, and, still looking better than Boozy, am I right?
Just a dead.
Like move his mouth like he's laughing. Crack myself up.
Nothing.
What am I in here? What do I need?
You need the keys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want to reach, investigate. Like,
okay, yep. Spot hidden or whatever to investigate kind of deal.
Oh, I finally passed the spot hidden.
Oh, perfect. You do see the keys dangling off of his little belt loop there, and you can go ahead and grab them, no problem.
Yep, I do.
Okay, you grab them, and then you turn around to go back out, and then give me another sanity roll.
I think this will be the one.
Son of a bitch, man! You see Boozy in the hallway crawling towards you with the knife still in her back. Long blood trail coming back out, and she's just head face down. So like how she's crawling like a normal army crawl, you'd have your head up and crawl like that. She is crawling while grinding her face into the floor, just moving forward at you like that.
Boozy, I gotta hand it to you. Anyone at your weight or body mass index would have bled out a long time ago, but you just keep going.
She just keeps going. She's crawling towards you. See her fingernails kind of breaking on the marble floor as like she's trying to pull herself forward. It's a lot of weight to pull forward on just your fingertips.
All right, let me give you one last goodbye before we head out, and I'll put you out of your misery for old time's sake.
She reaches and tries to grab you if you want to try to dodge or whatever.
Oh, whoa, whoa, now. And it passes, yeah.
Dang.
16.
Man, Dan the Plan Vermillion is full of fucking surprises.
I totally fucking like built this character wrong, but that's okay.
It's fucking working out.
Yeah.
So she fucking nasty Boozy Latitz tries to grab you. Nothing happens. And then her body kind of just goes limp again. And now all the lights inside of the bank itself are just shut down completely.
Good Lord. Okay. I'm going to start walking towards that door that I think is in the direction where that door was, the side door. But I'm going to be like, wait, my knife. And I'm going to go back and try to take my knife out of her back.
Ooh, okay, okay. Give me...
You'd be surprised how many knives you go through when you keep stabbing people with them in their back.
I'm assuming you already picked up the burger one. Like, you might have even picked up the burger one like, and then put it out. Yeah, go to grab it and give me a, let's say, a strength roll. Jesus Christ, you're the strongest fucking guy I've ever seen in this game.
I mean, should we say I think I built this character incorrectly, should we say?
Is that a super pass? No, it's just a regular pass. It's a regular pass. You pull it out, no problem. It's a little tougher than you thought, but you hear like a nasty crunch, and it is dark.
Yeah.
But yeah, you can feel like the blood still splattering off the knife, but you got your knife back.
Yeah.
Your eyes have kind of adjusted at the night enough, like you're a cat burglar.
I'm going to reach in to see in my utility belt of security. I'm gonna reach by the book and see if there's anything in there that I could like light something with.
Oh, inside your security belt.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say that they do have like a pocket flashlight.
Yeah, I'll brush my hand against the book. No weird vibes or anything there.
Nothing.
And then I'll click the flashlight on.
Okay. As you turn on the flashlight, give me one more sanity roll.
All right, this is it. And this one isn't jacked up. This is just a normal
Right, sanity. That's a normal sanity.
Pass.
Holy shit, okay.
Wow.
Yep, you see what
I've totally like, ruined this story for Nate, clearly.
You see what looks like shadow figures, like kind of dodging in and out, almost reenacting the events that happened earlier inside the bank with people coming and going, and then the gangsters coming in and the firefight and shooting the... You see all that almost like rewinding itself, but through like the shadow forms inside the flashlight, and you are completely unfazed by it.
Listen, you see one, so you've seen it all. This is like the time in Puerto Peñasco where, well, I won't bore myself with the details because there's no one here. And I'm going to head towards that side exit.
Okay. You fucking go to the side exit and there, unlock it. And you open it up. And out front, standing there in the street, is Mr. Dupier just gazing at you. He's only like, say, 10 feet in the alley from the side entrance, just looking directly up at you.
Ah, Mr. Dupier, I thought you were inside, but it seems logical you would pull all the strings from out here. Hats off to you, my friend. This was the most elaborate double, triple, quadruple backstab I've ever been a part of. I think we should work together.
With that... It now looks as if Mr. Dupier is trembling in fear. He's like, eyes are wide open. He's speechless. It looks like his lips quivering a little bit. And you notice that his pants are starting to get wet. And it's like he's peeing himself, basically, out in the street there, looking behind you.
Well, there is no need to get upset. You hired me for a reason, and I did the job. I'm the best in the field. There's no reason... for you to feel betrayed or anything like that, or shock or whatever you're experiencing.
Holy shit.
Wow.
As you say that, he goes and grabs his chest. And he falls down in the street, clutching his chest.
Well, that's weirdly convenient.
Give me a spy hidden.
I think that will work. No, that doesn't.
Fuck it. Yeah. You just, all you see is a guy just dead in the fucking street.
I'm so oblivious. Just tell him, just go ahead. It's a, you've been playing, you've been a good DM. You've been playing with my roles, but go ahead. You can say what you want to happen now.
So what's really going on right now is
trying to,
from the eyes of Mr. Dupier,
some kind of like demon
or yeah, something. Dan the Plan Vermilion opened the door, and all of a sudden there are these fucking shadow creatures with tentacles like expanding and extruding out all behind him. But meanwhile, Dan the Plan is just standing there looking like a fucking idiot, holding the book like, what? Like, oh, you think you can double cross me? Yeah. How about a quadruple? He's saying that fucking bullshit. Yeah. Meanwhile, there's the scariest fucking demon anybody's ever seen in their life behind him, made of shadowy fucking gases and ethereal plane madness and shit. And finally, Mr. Dupier had enough, because after Dan the Plan Vermilion took a couple more steps forward, like, ha ha ha, the thing fucking lunched upward. It's as tall as the fucking bank itself, is staring down at Mr. Dupier, and that was too much for him. The dude has a fucking heart attack. I ask Nate to roll me a spot hidden. He doesn't see this fucking thing. And then so it now escapes into the fucking night. And that's it. That's where we're fucking...
Was I supposed to fight that thing?
Or... Yes! You had to be scared of it.
How many consecutive rolls...
I'm spinning all over the fucking place.
How many consecutive rolls did I pass or conveniently fail?
I needed to escape? To fail one sanity roll. One sanity roll I needed you to fail for this thing to take effect. Or one of
the... I was definitely stronger than I was supposed to be, but my sanity roll was totally...
Sanity's
normal.
Average.
There's no...
Right. Yeah. I just needed you to roll underneath a 56 one time, or above a 56 one time, which is totally not, like, not reasonable. It's reasonable. And it
you
didn't
cannot plan down the plan.
Right. And it did. You weren't scared one time during the whole event. When I asked you to spot hidden the monster, I think... Two or three times I asked you to do that.
Multiple times.
You completely failed that. So you are just that oblivious, carefree.
He focuses on one thing and that's it, you know? Like the plan, you know? Yep. That's what it is.
So now at the end of the day, there is a dead man in the street. Mm-hmm. Your entire crew and three other random gangsters, along with two security guards, are all dead inside this bank. And you have released
a shadow demon into the world and didn't even know it.
Fuck, I just remembered something. We didn't get the money she deposited for the duster. And I think that's where we're in.
Perfect. Fucking, that's the fucking wrap, man.
How off script did that go? And like, we always go off script, right. But I feel like that one, because you last started letting me just like role play and DM stuff. How off script did we go?
On this one, I did write a full page like I did the mm-hmm. cabin. But I left a lot more leeway room for the role play stuff. Smart. And yeah, it went south. There was supposed to be, you guys were supposed to get the book before the gangster showed up. And then the monster was actually going to kill the gangsters while you're there watching. That way you can fucking see the physical monster.
That probably made sense.
You're right.
It honestly, I started to realize like, hey, I don't actually know how to plan a heist. And that's why everybody started dawdling around.
And you were just killing people off.
Yeah.
I thought it was funny and I thought it worked out great, like always. So I had fun. Thank you.
That was great. Welcome back to the Call of Cthulhu universe. If you liked this episode, go back and check our other Call of Cthulhu episodes. Some of them actually monsters do appear.
Yep.
Or are observed by the main characters.
Oh, and I had a whole thing where inside one of the other safety deposit boxes, there was going to be bits and pieces of the box in there. Mm. And I had that written down. But you told me
there was going to be some pieces. I think I really threw you off.
You killed Tits McGee or whatever fucking name was.
I think my roles threw you off. I think me just like, us randomly role playing, like the whole Boozy going to the bank, that whole 20-minute bit was not meant to be role played, right?
That was tough, but it was funny.
Yeah,
there was a midget for some reason.
The toaster.
Oh, that's coming next on Nat One Presents merch. It'll just be a picture of a toaster and you have to deal with it.
It'll be way overpriced like everything else.
Yes. In Nat One $5,000.
Thank you so much for listening. Go ahead and slide into our DMs, Nat One Presents on Instagram, or join our Patreon, patreon.com/NatOnePresents, or NatOnePresents.com. Yep. Go to our website and it has all the links to all the things.
Yes, it's great. Or the Facebook. We have a Facebook. Go on there.
Yeah, use whatever social media you old or not old person are using. Yeah, just make it happen.
You can get a hold of
make
us.
It happen. The point is, we want your dollar. Join the Patreon and talk to you next week.
Thank you. Bye.